Men spend their time preparing for. Photo by Dominica Roseclay on Pexels.com. The worst possible day that could ever come. A day of forced separation from providing for their families. A part of being a man and facing the world each day is the danger that comes with it. Every man knows this day may be his last. That carries a special obligation. That unknown and potential future day they will not be there to provide for the family they love. An imaginary day in the future when something will happen to separate them or take his life. He strives every day toward that imaginary day. The imaginary day when the cries go out, "We need you, Daddy." - the shriek he lives and dies for. Only this day he is not there as something has happened and he can no longer be present, physically. But before the day of separation, Father strived with seemingly endless amounts of effort, in case that day would ever come. Father loved his family as they loved him. All he lived for was to provide for them today and tomorrow. And above all, for the tomorrow he hopes will never come, the day of separation. Father knows he must leave enough production methods, provisions and lessons in advance of his potential premature departure. His mind is set on doing every move and every effort to provide for his family, even if he must leave them prematurely. Father would love to relish in the emotion that he is needed so much and does when he has time. But his main motive is quite selfless and above the emotion of I need to be needed is duty and sacrifice, above all. Where is duty and sacrifice today? It is there but dedicated to sensual pleasure and compliance with the new gods and social constructs. Duty and sacrifice are there but the goal is a goal of temporary. There is nothing there. Of course today every will needs to be reinvented including the one described above of feminine nurturing home energy matched to masculine risky hunting away energy. Father wants his family needs met, even if he is gone. It is called unconditional love and belongs to both mothers and fathers. Dad takes the risks and mom keeps the home safe, clean and prepared. A perfect partnership. Scientists and policy makers with their friends the media stars have replaced God and all of our directives and motives are now derived from them. Educators must pass their exams and are then initiated / culted into their network also. God and Father's duty and sacrifice are now replaced in the hearts and minds of the populace with a hierarchy of materialism and pain masters. Our new normal is ignorance, confusion and pain surrounded with addictions. We have made this behavior socially acceptable, addictive and we name it, enjoyable, even though all of it is temporary and leads to pain and misery and premature unfulfilled lives. What is the end game? 1 to 2 then 3 to 4 then 5 to 6. The object and format of the challenge. The question and the answer. The union and realization. 1 to 6 or 19 or t.